Hi, Reverend Paul Slatkis speaking to David Rubin, who's in Jerusalem and in Israel. He's former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. We've spoken with him before. He has a lot of knowledge about many different things, but today we're going to... Hello, David. Shalom.
And shalom to you.
Thank you. Israeli scientists will have coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine in a few weeks. Okay. The world is very concerned. So tell us what you'd like to share and what we can share.
Well, the world is rightly very concerned, and I would say almost every country is concerned at this point. It's the threat, the panic is growing, and it's understandable. Perhaps it's sometimes a bit exaggerated, but it is understandable. So one good thing that Israel has to share, though, or we're pretty close, is that there's a team of Israeli scientists that say that they expect to have a coronavirus vaccine in just a few weeks. So this is, you know, terrific news. Obviously, we don't know for sure what's going to be, what the time frame will be, but this team of scientists believes that they are almost there.
Great.
So it's all good. That's all good. All very encouraging.
Does the government work closely with the scientists in Israel?
Well, there is support for the scientific community. There is some governmental support, and especially in this case, where everyone has an interest in finding a solution to this terrible problem. So, I mean, the Israeli science and technology minister, Ofer Akunis, was just quoted in Jerusalem Post as saying that the vaccine could be available in 90 days. So just to give a little background, the body that's handling this is called the Galilee Research Institute, otherwise known as MIGAL. And for the past 4 years, the scientists have been working on this vaccine. Well, actually, they've been working on a different vaccine, which is to counter infectious bronchitis virus, known as IBV. And it causes bronchial disease affecting poultry. So, you know, just to bring it down to, everyone understanding that everyone can understand. So basically, this is a disease that affects poultry, but it's relevant to the coronavirus because the genetics of the poultry coronavirus are very similar to the coronavirus found in humans. It uses the same infection mechanism, and therefore the vaccine that they have developed for the coronavirus that affects poultry just needs to be adapted for humans. So that's the basic that's how it works, and I hope I've explained it clearly enough. But so you have this disease that is a coronavirus that's affecting poultry in Israel, and then there is the coronavirus that is affecting humans. So because they are on the way to having that vaccine for countering the disease in the poultry. So there is a clear analogy and clear correlation, and they should be able to adapt it to combat this terrible plague that's affecting people on our planet.
Do they know how animals, how the poultry, it's not kosher poultry, is it, that started this? Because my grandfather was a butcher, and he was a kosher butcher. But they cleaned, and then they cleaned, and then they cleaned, and then they cleaned again.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, and frankly, I don't care. I mean, I do. I am one of those Jews that does eat only kosher, but that's not the issue here. And if Israeli scientists can find a cure for this, that would be amazing, and the whole world would benefit.
No doubt about it. How is this going to be an injection?
Actually, not. What they're talking about is an oral vaccine, and there would not be any injection involved. And I know that there are a lot of people who are very wary of injections, so an oral vaccine would be a very good thing.
Okay. Well, David, I know you're always on top of the good things happening in Israel, and you're open to share it as well. Okay, well, I want to thank you for this. Stay on because I wanted to speak to you about another subject, and we'll put this up on our outreach and trying to learn more about helping those that are concerned, of which everybody is here, I know, in America and everywhere around the world. So, David, thank you very much.
You're welcome.